President Lincoln has died. Archive newspaper article. Washington, D.C. Our leader is dead. Although information is not yet complete, reliable sources provide the following account of the tragic and shocking events of the 14th of April, 1865. President and Mrs. Lincoln and two guests were in attendance at a performance of the play Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater. The four people were seated in a private box. At 10:15 p.m., the assassin, actor John Wilkes Booth, entered the chamber that led to the president's private box. Officials have yet to fully determine how Booth gained access to the box. It is believed that he was able to deceive the guard standing outside, who then allowed him to enter the box. Booth proceeded to shoot President Lincoln in the back of the head and then leaped out of the box onto the stage. He quickly exited to the street via a backstage door and rode away on a horse. A terrible commotion followed as people in the audience tried to understand what had just taken place. The wounded president was carried to a residence across the street from the theater. It was here that President Abraham Lincoln took his last breath at 7:22 a.m. on the morning of the 15th of April, 1865. There are reports that portray the scope of the crime as even larger. On the very same evening, an assassin attempted to kill Secretary of State William H. Seward. That attempt failed, as Mr. Seward survived the attack. Just days ago, Washington was a place of celebration, as the great tension of the war between the states came to an end. However incongruous it may seem, the city is now in a state of mourning. We've never before had a president shot and killed, and this shocking murder will forever affect the psychology of our nation. Authorities have not yet captured the assassin, who is believed to have injured his leg as he fell to the stage. We must brace ourselves for the sadness that envelops our nation as we put our fallen leader to rest.